As I was just talking off air about the location of our next interview that we're going to do, that is Berkshire Hills Design, which is located on West Main Street in Canaan, Connecticut. As a kid, of course, it was Marshall's, and my family shopped there a lot. And, of course, my name being Marshall, and I knew the Marshalls because I went to school with them. I'm very tied to that building, and that building is finally being used by Kitchen Mass Design, tiles and cabinets. You want to name it? It's there, Berkshire Hills Design, and they are actually going to be holding a grand opening of their kitchen and bath design center. With us, we have the manager, Danielle Stevenson. Danielle, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about this grand opening, which is coming up. It's actually, I think, 2 days that you're going to be celebrating with this. And let's talk about that those grand opening days.
We thought we could do two to make sure that we included everyone, those that are here part-time and those that are here full-time. So we were going to do Friday, March 1st, and Saturday, March 2nd. And then a lot of us, you know, we work during the day. So having that Saturday opportunity was really important, I thought, as well.
I think it's a, that's a smart decision. And when people come to the store, what are you going to show them on those days?
They're going to get to finally see no paper on the windows and see what we've been doing back here, what we've had hidden all this time. And I felt that the paper was really necessary because it was just a hot mess in here for quite a while, you know, moving things around and trying to decide what we were going to do and getting all the layouts to work out. It just, it took some time. But We're there.
You know, what I like about what you're doing and is the fact that your design center and what I think about this, I think most people get a little frightened when they hear design center. They think, oh, I've got to be wealthy, I've got to be rich to go to that. The way you're designing this design center, it's basically for any do-it-yourself home person can go, as well as designers and things like that. You've really opened it up. So let's talk about that.
When I originally put the plan together and started the layout on the building, my original thought in my head was that I wanted to incorporate this so that any decorator, designer, architect, or contractor could walk in the front door as if it were their showroom and not mine. And that I'm just some person sitting in the back and they can pretend like I'm not there and walk their clients in and show them around their showroom and let them, you know, design whatever it is that they needed and have at their fingertips everything that they could possibly use and utilize, as well as bringing in maybe some material samples or something like that and having a space in the back where they could sit down with their client, go over their drawings and, you know, oh, I really don't like that color. Okay, no problem. Let's go pick something else. And then, you know, walk back out in there and find something else that they felt went with everything. And it just gave that opportunity for them to do that, as well as to make sure that anyone could come in here and order anything they wanted at any time. Because the bottom line of a business like this is customer service. And this is definitely a customer service-oriented business. So we're here to help with absolutely anything.
We are talking about Berkshire Hills Design, kitchens, baths, tiles, cabinets. But, you know, today, and I think what's so great about your showroom and the way it's so open is that just about 99.9% of the homeowners are do-it-yourselfers now.
Oh, absolutely.
It doesn't matter what project it is. It's a do-it-yourself project, and they might do the kitchen, they might do a bath, they might do a living room. And I think that's what's so great. You can. It's like when you're planting flowers, when you love flowers and you go on these garden tours, you get ideas, you see things. Well, with you, though, it's not only getting ideas, but when people come in and they get an idea, they can actually talk with you and figure out how to implement this idea.
Oh, absolutely, 100%. And I think having the design software that we have here, too, as well, is also very beneficial, because a lot of people that come in, they have something in their mind, but they can't really visualize that end result. They sort of think they know what it might look like. So when you put it all on paper for them and give it to them in 3D format, then they have a better idea of what they were trying to do. And, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done that. Maybe we could put this here or put this there. And I can rearrange all of that, show it to them again until it's perfect and it's everything that they wanted it to be. So we do have that you know, available for them to actually get a good visual on everything that they're doing.
We're speaking with Danielle Stevenson, once again, of Brookshire Hills Design, their grand opening coming up. And you do, I mean, you have your products involve cabinetry, countertops, flooring, tile, things like that, right?
Yeah. We also have fireplaces, too. Actually, I have two of them in the showroom right now, so we can take a look at the more old-fashioned, I don't want to say old-fashioned, more traditional-looking fireplace and built with built-ins on the side. And then I also have a very long, linear, very modern-looking fireplace in here as well. So trying to make sure that we're covering everything that there is to cover.
And it's amazing. I think one of the most important rooms in the house now, and maybe you'll be able to dispute this, are what people like to do with kitchens.
Oh, 100%. It's the kitchen. Kitchen is the home of every house.
It's amazing how it used to be the living room, and then it be turned into the dining room, mm-hmm. and now really it is the all-functional kitchen, whether you're cooking, having a party, or actually a dinner or anything.
Absolutely. It's very welcoming and warm, and everyone has, you know, times have changed so much between color and how we're designing everything, and traditional to modern, and no matter how you look at it, it all comes around to the same, because everyone wants a place for you to sit and chat with them while they're in the kitchen. And that's probably the number one drive for most kitchens today. Everyone's looking for that one spot that I can have my girlfriends come and sit and drink their wine and chat with me while I'm cooking.
Brookshire Hills Design, what we're talking about right now, their grand opening is coming up March 1st and 2nd in North Canaan at their location. And we talk about what you have and the designs and the products that you have and also your help. What about installation? With this is especially for do-it-yourselfers that are coming in. How do you work with installations and stuff like that?
We can certainly guide people if they want to do it themselves on how to do things and how not to do things, because there's definitely a lot of how not to do's out there for sure. But we definitely can guide them in several different directions. And then if they need an installer, we have them on staff. So we're ready for that as well.
And I think that's an important fact that when if you have a service, you can provide to not only the professionals, but then someone who's not a professional to get help and really find out and bring a professional in. Because I remember years ago, my first house that I owned, I redid the bathroom and it looked beautiful and mm-hmm. everything looked great until we turned the water on. it was a disaster. And I think people, do-it-yourselfers, have to realize that what they see on TV is all cut up and edited, and nothing like that is that easy.
Oh, yeah, and they definitely do not rebuild a house in 4 days.
No.
No, it just doesn't happen that way.
So how did you, Danielle, get interested in interior design and function?
For me, when my daughter was younger, one of my daughters was actually hit by a car in Lakeville crossing the street, and I was a computer person back then, and I had a 24-hour on-call job. So when that happened with her, I knew I couldn't do that anymore. So I had to resign from that job while I went through the whole process of her. And there was just a job opening when she was getting ready to get out of the hospital for SJ Masters, and they were looking for someone to run their computer system. And I thought, oh, my gosh, this is so perfect. Gave them a call, let them know that I didn't know when I could start, you know, et cetera, what was going on. And they said, that's okay, we'll hold the job for you, as we're all sitting there together crying our eyes out. And I started working for them running their computer system. And by the time I left here, I was the last non-family member to leave SJ Masters. And it was the hardest thing I ever had to do, because I felt like we were all a big, huge family. And I went to Lowe's. And when I went to Lowe's, I became a kitchen designer there. And it just kept growing and growing and growing. So, you know, starting working the computer system at SJ Masters, to selling tile, to running the fabrication department, and I was their buyer for a while, and then I did all of their large jobs. It just grew and grew with me, and I love it. It's the first time I can say in my life that I honestly love what I do, and not everybody can say that, you know. It's not a 9-to-5 job for me. It's home.
What a great testament, on top of which we're going to talk about the opening, but how a major traumatic experience in your life, which is in the immediate time, terrible and horrible and
totally
blows up your life,
but
in the long run, turns out to change your life in the direction it should have been going.
100%, yeah.
Well, Danielle, once again, people can get to meet you and other people, obviously.
Yep.
March 1st and 2nd,
yep.
Berkshire Hills Design, which is located in Canaan, right on West Main Street. I always say the corner that used to turn and cars go into Doc Martin's office by accident because I didn't know that turn was so tight. But that's where it's located. What hours are the grand openings?
grand opening is going to be 9 to 5. On Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday.
All right. And by the way, if you're interested in finding out before you go, the web address is BerkshireHillsDesign.com, BerkshireHillsDesign.com. Well, Danielle, I remember that accident that happened with your daughter, and to hear the whole story of it and how you're now associated with Berkshire Hills Design and how you got there is an amazing story in itself.
Yeah.
And continued success.
Thank you. Thank you so much.